This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at work-focused rehab and neck pain. And finally, a story about Western diets and prostate cancer. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 511, recorded June 12th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Work-focused rehabilitation intervention was found to have the same effect on patients' pain and disability scores when compared with controlled interventions, according to researchers. 413 employed patients with back or neck pain who were referred to secondary care and sick listed between 4 weeks and 12 months were concluded in the study. The patients were randomly assigned to either a work-focused rehabilitation intervention cohort or a controlled intervention cohort. The researchers found both pain and disability scores decreased similarly between the two cohorts. A decrease in fear avoidance beliefs, a work score at 4 months, led to quicker return to work within 12 months. Additionally, a decrease in fear avoidance beliefs, physical activity score at 4 months, was associated with decreased disability scores at 12 months, again according to researchers. The researchers concluded that work-focused rehab intervention had the same effect on neck and back pain as controlled interventions, and that fear avoidance beliefs work scores at 4 months were an important factor in predicting patients' return to work. According to the conclusion, short work-focused rehabilitation had the same effect on pain and disability as control interventions. Reduction in fear avoidance beliefs score after treatment seemed to be an important predictor for return to work in both groups. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Men diagnosed with non-metastatic prostate cancer have a long life expectancy, and many die of unrelated causes. It is therefore important to know to what extent post-diagnostic diet may affect disease-specific and overall mortality. A study published in the journal Cancer Prevention Research looked at a total of 926 men participating in the Physician's Health Study diagnosed with non-metastatic prostate cancer who completed diet questionnaires for a median of 5.1 years after diagnosis and were followed thereafter to assess mortality for a median of 9.9 years since the questionnaire's completion. Two post-diagnostic dietary patterns were identified. A prudent pattern, characterized by higher intake of vegetables, fruits, fish, legumes, and whole grains, and a Western pattern, characterized by higher intake of processed and red meats, a high-fat dairy, and refined grains. The study concluded that a post-diagnostic Western dietary pattern was associated with a higher prostate cancer-specific and all-cause mortality, whereas a prudent dietary pattern was related to lower all-cause mortality after prostate cancer diagnosis. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from businessman Richard Branson. A business has to be involving, it has to be fun, and it has to exercise your creative instincts. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.